Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome back to episode 85 here of Stranger Day Meets. Where we last left off, the Wild Stallions here had successfully infiltrated the Waterwatch garrison and met a prisoner inside, a turtle by the name of Bort, who alerted them that the Water Genasi, known as Walt, has been taken upstairs to Ricky's private quarters and was being held there. And as he said, was kicking and screaming, going, "No, no, no, don't take me.
No, please stop."
As he was going upstairs. So as they got to the first floor, the group decided to split. And Pizza Tacos, disguised as one of the Dragon Fang guards, took Latari up with him and convinced both a guard to leave and take his post out by where the resistance had set a distraction. And also that Latari was a prisoner for Ricky, as one of the resistance members. So that is where we left off. So as you guys are inside the room there, Ricky calls to the other guards in the room, and as you see, another Dragon Fang walks out, and then he has two Red Guard Drakes with him next to him. Okay. And they just start coming towards the prisoner.
And yeah.
See you later.
Well, hey fellas, I got her all nice and tenderized for you. She's an enemy of the state. She's probably just beat the shit out of her.
All right.
All right. Roll damage.
Does he see the other Genasi?
Do I see the other Genasi?
Do you want to roll perception?
Do you want to see the other Genasi?
Oh, that's a natural one. And that's an 11.
Yeah. The only thing you notice is that there's definitely more to the room from where the Dragon Fang and the guards came out of, but you can't really see anything.
Do else. I see anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, advantage for you. Roll
you
again.
You get to roll again. Thank God.
What have you done with that other treacherous crap bag?
You notice... you don't have a visual on Walt, but you do notice that the slick floor kind of heads over to that back corner where the drakes came from.
Do you need any help beating some information out of the other guy?
And they look at you, sort of go, what other prisoner?
Well, I mean, I know there's this slickness going.
Okay. No, we're perfectly fine with him.
Okay.
You know,
part of the army or the soldiers, wouldn't I know?
Yeah, but you're...
I heard you guys. Why else would you be up here?
And Ricky looks, he's like, well, that prisoner is for the personal security of mine to be taken care of.
All right, well, just let me know. I'm going to just sit down and rest.
All right.
Thanks.
And thank you for your service bringing one of the resistance members.
What are you going to do with her? I love hearing the juicy, gory details.
Our first thought is, you know, we may hang her in the center square as sort of a symbol of
very dramatic.
You know, like, this is what happens if you go against Annie.
I just love the drama of it.
And as he says, you know, as he says the word,
what a
Annie,
soldier,
like,
you are.
You know, and he goes, and if, for someone to betray Annie, and then he looks off and goes, "May the Queen Mother always reign," and looks back towards you.
Hail Tiamat.
Hail Tiamat.
Just say the third time.
Roll deception.
Just keep saying it. Maybe a little 17.
No, you held him on.
No, you
held. He was mad that you rolled a 13 the last time.
Please. Yeah, I rolled a 13 again.
Good.
Fuck you.
You just keep lying.
Which is great that you're a bard, because you can keep going with this.
Thank God.
I would love to have seen one of them attempt to go in a good strength against the head of this organization. So.
All right, well, I'm just going to rest over here in this corner.
Okay. So the Dragon Fang comes over and grabs you by the shoulder, mm-hmm. Latari. And as you see the other drake sort of breathing smoke into your face.
Is a drake a dragon?
Yeah.
It's like a little dragon.
A little
dragon baby.
Yeah. And sort of goes, all right, let's take you downstairs.
Oh, Jesus.
And starts taking you out of the room.
In my head, I'm like, fuck, I gotta be by whatever that turtle's name is again. Yeah.
Bort. His name
is Bort.
He's
gonna break out.
So they start taking her towards the door there. Do you do anything?
Punch her twice for me.
Right. I'm noting in my head, fuck that guy.
So, I didn't plan this out that well.
So the drake stays behind. The guard takes her out of the room.
Could I make message or sending to somebody without being detected?
You would, let's see, sleight of hand. Because you would have to do...
All right, I've got a plus 7 on that. Let's risk it.
Risk it for the biscuit.
It's a 14.
Okay, let's see.
Please be another 13.
Now I'm checking passive first.
So
because they're not
strong.
actively
I know.
Looking at
that's
you.
Why I wish it was him. That's why I want him there.
You had your chance, Dan.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Twice,
you
technically.
You didn't fucking listen.
You died and could have been bored.
He had a plus 3 to stop.
He could have just brought Bort along with him.
Yeah.
We had no way of
that
getting
that is, above all, they're passive. They weren't actively staring at you, so they can't roll perception.
So I just send a message to Zakara, and I say, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Uh-oh, I think Pete's Taco is in trouble.
All right, well,
so you guys head up. When you get to the top of the steps, he hasn't fully come out of the room yet, so you sort of
have
a split.
I mean, first of all, they have to decide what they want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is true.
I've
so
just
I say
heard them
Pete's
know.
Tacos is in trouble.
Let's go.
Well, you have to go first, because you're the guard.
You guys
you're gonna
go.
Lead...
You go. I'll be right behind you.
What?
Just go.
What kind of guard?
Just go. I'll be fine.
Tiresias, would you like to go first or second?
Damn. I thought you guys were just gonna be like, wait for those guys that were coming down to
There's
stop
nobody
them.
Coming down.
That was whatever.
We don't know.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Unless you said somewhere not in that room.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I could.
Do it again.
I will say, non-meta in it, you had said that the keyword was just to go in and help you.
Okay.
Not, you
someone
know.
Was coming.
That's all right, well, coming. I made my decision, okay. So I'm not going to do it again.
So, is O'Craig staying here?
No, I'll go. Just go and get.
I guess I'll go first, then.
Yeah. Okay. Attaboy.
So, you guys get to the top of the steps. He hasn't fully come out of the room yet. If you want to roll perception.
Hmm. 23.
13.
Okay.
14, I'm sorry.
You notice the car when you get to the top of the steps that there's the big door in front of you, which is currently closed. But off to the left, there's like a little hatch right above a couple boxes that looks accessible into the room.
For all of us to fit into?
Yeah, everyone can sort of fit through, but one at a time.
Okay.
I can fit through?
That's why I
one
asked.
At a time.
That's a big
well, you're
fucking
first.
Hatch.
Okay.
Tiresias, go into the hatch.
Really?
Just do it.
Okay.
Roll.
Do I have to roll to get in this
thing?
But you have advantage still.
I still have advantage. Do I have advantage or am I rolling a disadvantage with a plus 10?
As long as you stay within 30 feet.
Well, you have plus 10 bonus. Right.
So you're still rolling a disadvantage. Still, yeah.
Okay. And it lasts for an
17.
Hour.
17. And an 8. So 18.
17. Right, you rolled a 17 the first time, right?
And an 8.
Natural 17.
Yeah, so the 17, you would take the 17.
No, no, no.
Right?
No,
disadvantage.
The
8. Disadvantage.
He has disadvantage.
Disadvantage with a plus 10 bonus.
He has plate armor.
Oh, I thought you rolled a 17 first.
I did.
Like the total of 17.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, so the 18. With that, again, not as anybody's passive. So you're able to, you make a little noise and you sort of freeze. Just to see if anyone noticed.
With an 18, I made noise?
A little bit.
Oh, God.
But you were able to get in. Like, you know, you didn't notify anybody. You were still plate armor trying to crawl into a thing. So, a little bit of clang. But you get in, you're inside, and you notice as soon as you get to the top, you're on top of like a sort of like a bookshelf sort of setup, and you can see down. And what you notice immediately, you see Ricky in the back. Giant red dragonborn, kind of obvious. You see the two red drakes in the center room, and you just see Pizza Tacos sitting down on the floor. or who you presume is Pizza Tacos in the room.
He doesn't look too needy. He's sleeping.
Are you kidding me? Do you think that you should stay in there as like a good vantage point?
I mean, he did say code word, didn't he?
Alright. Should we go in?
What's going on up there? I'm at the bottom of the stairs.
So at this point, the doors open.
All right, me and you.
And you see Latari and the Dragon Fang coming out of the room. And you were between the hatch and the door.
Awkward. And I just put my hands behind my back like a prisoner.
She goes, who are you?
I'm a prisoner.
Where's your guard?
Down here.
He's really not smart. He made me come up here by myself.
I had to take a leak.
Both of you rolled deception.
Oh, fuck. I just cut my hand again, by the way, on my pants. Can't see. 12.
Yes,
wait. I think I have advantage.
19.
Because I'm wearing something.
You with the minus 2?
I rolled a 15. 3 plus 6, 19.
12.
Okay. 12. I did math, Thomas. Did you hear?
Math?
Jesus.
I heard that. It didn't sound right, but yeah, I heard it.
Oh, I think I had 15 minus 2 is 13.
Yeah.
Plus 6
is 19.
Okay. You got it.
Jesus.
And he looks over at Sakaara and goes, no, there's something not right about that. And he looks at him and goes, why'd you decide to take a piss now?
I'm scared.
I'm really strong.
I have a weak bladder.
He peed his pants because he's a little shit.
And he grabs you by the shoulder and goes, I'm bringing you both back in to see the master. He grabs and
I take my spear and I throw it at him.
All right, roll.
Oh, God.
Someone's
not wanting to kill random people.
Like they're gonna hear this or anything. Meanwhile, I'm in a fucking vent.
You're on top of a bookshelf, not in a vent.
Could fall through any second now.
I probably weigh way too much to be up here.
But you could blow smoke out. Like, it'd be dramatic.
Smoke's not gonna help.
I mean, a smoke fire.
I don't breathe fire either. None of this is gonna help. Lightning.
That's what I meant. If anything, you could run downstairs and get bored.
How many episodes of this show have we done?
A lot.
84?
5.
85.
Plus?
Oh, 5?
I don't know. What were
86?
Something 80.
In the 80s. You should remember by now what exactly I can do.
I'm not going to throw my spear.
I'm
going to go. I'm going to pretend to zip up my fly.
Do you have an orc dick or a human dick?
I would assume it's human.
What's the difference?
Of what you think a human dick
is. There's two shafts.
Oh, so you pick which one you want to use at the time.
I'm
not drawing that.
Wait a second. Do you have two bladders?
One's for urine and one is for sex, right?
Yes. Oh my God.
But I urinate out of both.
Ew!
So you can do tricks.
A twin string.
Can you tie them in a knot?
So, no, that didn't happen. He just walks you back into the room and goes, Ricky, I don't think these ones are captured. There might be other ones around.
No, Ricky, you know me, Dodge.
Dog.
It's me, Ted.
Roll deception because it's a new person.
Fuck.
And I'm just in the corner sleeping.
Natural 20.
Woo! Oh, that's the best one you can get.
It's 18 plus 6, so.
Okay. Does a natural 20 mean anything at that point? Even with the minus 2?
He 100% believes you. Yeah. He's like...
What an idiot.
Don't say it out loud.
Why are there all these? And he's looking over at Pizza Tacos and you. And he goes, why are all these normal guards back here when there's still fire outside?
Because I caught another one. Bill over here, I told Bill to go ahead with the Genasi. I caught this one, and I had to take a leak. I'm sorry. I got real worked up. I was close to the explosion, and you know, shit happens.
It's like, okay, well, you go back out.
Okay.
To the fire, and he looks at the other Dragon Fang and goes, you take those two down to the cells.
Well, we...
And he points points at Zakar and goes, and throw that one in with the Tabaxi.
Oh, that's gross.
So, I'm going down with them again, right?
You're in front of them as the guy is walking them down the steps.
And okay. I am just pretending like I am asleep.
And Ricky looks over and goes, Yumi, get you anything? You good?
I just need some time to rest.
Okay.
Ricky, it's getting pretty... The battle is pitched outside.
So I can't hear you. You're all the way at the stairs.
We didn't leave yet. Did we leave already?
Yes.
Right,
he's at the bottom of the stairs. Ricky!
As soon as we get to the bottom of the stairs, I'm going to turn to the other dragon thing. What's your name?
I'm Stanley.
Stanley. Listen, long night, Stanley.
Wait a second.
Stanley? What? How was... I don't
Stanley
know everybody.
But
Stanley, listen.
Is he flat?
I forgot. I have to tell Bill something. I'll be right out.
Oh, one last time. Deception.
Oh. Stanley rolled like a 1.
Natural 1.
Oh my god. You had to keep pushing it.
Because I knew it. And he brings out his sword and the three of you roll initiative.
Works them dying to have us roll initiative.
What the fuck?
Meanwhile, I'm still above some giant...
Yes, you just stay there. You would probably have advantage or something. Ooh.
Thankfully, I printed up these.
Generic
squares.
Wow. So 3 with a negative 2.
It's 1.
And a negative 2 initiative.
That's negative.
You're going last.
You're going last. I don't
You're
think it's possible
yesterday.
Anybody could roll for 0.
Yeah, I go tomorrow.
And then you guys are sort of in between, and then he would be somewhere back there.
There's no initiatives of negative of 0 and negatives. There's no like specific rule for that.
No,
I think it's just 0, right?
Yeah, it's just essentially 0.
Yeah, it should be like you miss a round or something.
Keep that new
like
Latari.
That.
What's that?
Like you miss a round or something like that. That's how I would run it.
That's pretty awesome.
Sorry, bro.
So good luck, guys, for the Halloween one shot. Don't roll any 0 initiatives.
All right, so 20 to 25.
20.
15 to 20. 5 to 10. Is that
5?
5.
Oh yeah, I forgot you. Yeah, negative. I don't know why I'm surprised.
And then negative. Here.
He doesn't even belong on that thing.
I'll just put Pete's levers down here just so he's not in the camera shot. All right. Mm-hmm. So, Zakar, go first.
So, I see the drake that's
in the
room?
No, it's just him. It's just the dragonfly.
Okay.
Yeah, the drakes are still upstairs.
So, then...
You guys are on the first level.
Oh.
You have to pretend. Whoa.
So, what am I doing? You're just... Do I know that they're in a battle?
Not yet.
Well, you would have, I guess, heard...
I didn't hear anything yet.
Yeah, you have at least a round before you guys can do anything.
Okay. And who am I with? I'm just with the guard that's downstairs.
Yeah, it's basically set up the 4 of you down on the first level there.
Okay. I'm going to... I don't want to guess that. I wasn't ready for this. I'm gonna cast.
Pass without a trace.
No.
We already did that.
I'm gonna use my magic missile on him. I haven't done that in a while.
Magic missile? Shite.
Yeah.
I got it. So
I'm gonna do. It's three darts.
Okay.
Seven. Eight. 15. It's plus.
All right, so 15 points of damage as all of a sudden you stretch your hand out and three streaks of white light just sort of come off your hands and hit him like in the chest and shoulder area. And now he totally knows you guys are not on the level.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about this. We don't
so
know
that
what's
brings
happening.
Us to
you can still pretend.
The Dragon Fang, and he will walk up to the.
So, how many people are upstairs now? Just Ricky and the Drakes.
Yeah,
and him.
Sounds like a band.
Just
and
Waltz.
Ricky and the Drakes.
Waltz is probably just behind some curtain, like, what the fuck is going on?
So he walks up to Zakara, and he pulls out his short sword from his side there, and he will.
Stab you like your pants.
That's even, thankfully, because that is actually worse, despite what I'm going to say. That is 21 to hit.
Yep.
Alright. Yeah, the last one was 19. So that is 1d6 plus 3. That's 5 points of damage to you as he comes down one swipe towards you, and then he'll take his second attack and come back up in the other direction. That is natural 19, so I'm pretty sure that
yep,
hits.
Yep, that hits.
And that is 9 points of damage.
How rude.
Totally didn't hear that.
I'm do it off mic.
Alright, so that brings us to Latari.
Am I close enough to touch him?
Yeah.
Okay. Right
within now, melee, because you guys were thankfully next to each other.
I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds at a third level. Okay. 34.
Okay. Keep that number in your head. I think you have to roll the hit.
Yes. 19 natural.
Okay. So it hits. 34.
Jeez.
So he's looking really bad right now. Screams out in pain. Down on one knee. And that brings us to Oh, Craig. All
right.
Meanwhile, the next day.
I'm going to
3 hours.
I'm going to shakily point my hand out,
spirit fingers,
kind of close my eyes, and cast Ray of Frost.
All right, so close roll with disadvantage, because you closed your eyes.
both eights, so 12.
That misses. Okay. So the Ray of Frost shoots past and hits the stairwell. And at that point, you guys in the room see that everybody, you hear the commotion going on downstairs. And Ricky gets up out of his chair and goes, come on, to you. We gotta go help.
So what the hell is going on down there?
And the three of you, or the three of them, meaning the two dragon, the drakes, and him take their full movement, which gets them to the doorway.
Okay, heading and out. I follow behind.
Okay, yep.
And I'm still.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, so you have saved for now.
What do you do? You're on the bookshelf. Do you just stay there, or do you...
What have I heard? What have I seen?
You heard the commotion of the screaming and pain downstairs. You heard a familiar sound of the Ray of Frost spell because you've been around O'Craig long enough.
And do I see them leave?
And you see them heading towards the door.
Okay.
You can flank them, I guess, right? Technically.
Can I get in that room from where I am?
Yeah.
So I'm going to hop into the room as they're leaving.
Okay.
And then head down the stairs after them.
Yep. And I'll give you the old stealth roll, so you're at least in the room where you're at right now. If you want to move towards them, it might require a stealth roll.
I'm going to let you know. Stay there for the time being.
So you're now down in the room, sort of behind a pillar or something.
Oh, wait. Sort of before I do anything,
yeah,
I'm going to go see if I can find this Walt character.
Yes.
There you go.
Nice. So you take a walk along the top of the bookshelf because it kind of circles the room. You get about, what is your moving? 30?
30.
So you get about 30, and then you can use your action roll perception.
Well, 16.
16? You do notice that at the end of the water trail, there is a blue-looking humanoid figure in the corner,
man.
Just sort of in chains, sort of curled up in the corner there. You're not close enough to investigate to see.
Can anything. He could hear me if I speak?
You don't know.
Hey, can you hear me?
Just keep Googling stealth.
But Ricky hears you.
Roll stealth and at regular, not disadvantage because you're not moving.
11.
Okay. So, let's see. What's his... Oh, let's check his passive. Sorry. You know what? I'll give him disadvantage on a roll. Just to be fair, because his passive is good enough to hear that, but I'm going to play this out.
Great. That only bodes well for me.
Okay. He rolls it anyway. It's 12.
Okay.
So he stops at the doorway.
Who? Oh, Ricky does?
Ricky, yeah. Yeah. And goes, and looks at you and goes, is there someone else in the room?
I didn't hear anything.
Like, all right, you take one of these, head downstairs and investigate. I'm going to go towards the noise here.
Why didn't you?
What? Mind. Take one of what?
The drinks.
All right.
You couldn't just say, how about I check out the noise?
It's too late.
So you were now standing down next the to the stairs. Door with the Drake.
Damn.
And Ricky has turned around and head back into the room.
Better jump back on that bookcase.
But you do notice when you yell out, the head of the person does look up at you, so you do at least have proof of life, sort of. You know.
So that's good.
This doesn't help me at all.
Yay, proof of
life. Am I strong enough to break the chains?
You would assume so in your head. You don't know 100% for sure.
All right.
From your vantage point, you don't notice them to be anything special.
I'm going to jump down and try to break the chains quickly.
Okay. Do that in next turn.
Okay.
So you've used all your movement and your action.
Okay.
So that brings us back around to Zakara.
So I see the Drake and Pete's Tacos.
No, they have not.
Oh, they haven't yet. Okay.
That would be
they're still
turn.
Skipping down the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have no way to contact anybody, of course.
I'm just gonna
splitting the party, fellas.
Be really creative and
split their party
hitting
too,
him with
so
my magic missile
nice.
Again.
All right. Go ahead.
Dragon fight.
Dragon.
Is that what we're hoping for here?
Oh yeah. Well, it's not what we're hoping for. It's what's
oh,
about 15. To happen.
How much?
15 points of damage.
Yeah, he looks really rough, but he's still standing there, bloodied, has no idea what's happened because he's just been bombarded with missiles, and has a screeching pain up his left arm from the inflict wounds spell. So he was not expecting this when from you guys here.
Shouldn't have gone looking for trouble.
So that brings us to him. He is going to use his bonus action to use a healing potion. Just a regular one.
Of course.
He gains back 4 points.
You shouldn't tell us that. Well, now we know. Not that it makes a
difference. That's no, the reason really. I told you. and then he will, again, he will, since this is his last... you know, in his mind, he's feeling like he's on death's door. He's going to use the, he's going to pull out an orb from his pocket, look at you,
holy hand,
break it.
Wait, look at who?
Zakara. Okay. Sorry. Break it. And sort of breathe out a fire breath out towards you.
No, that's right. They can't actually breathe fire.
And that is a natural 20.
Nope. Just kidding. Yes, it is.
So that would be...
I'm not there. Can't do cutting
It's
words.
Going to be either way. It could be either really bad for you or really good. Because I could just double what the median dice is, which is still high, but I could also roll really low.
Or it could just kill you immediately.
Yeah. It's 5D8. Do you want to die now or in a little while?
You see how excited he got? That,
by the way? I'm going to get my own shirt, I guess.
So saved you a little bit. That is 18 times 2, because it's a crit. 36. So that's 36 points of damage.
Okay.
Just for those of you out there, and those of you at the table, the median damage on a 5d8 is 22. So 36 points of damage to Zakara. You feel... like just waft of heat just come over you, and then really quickly it just dissipates. It's not like a normal breath weapon smell spell. Jesus, where there's
you don't smell like burnt flesh.
Sort of, there's like no smoke residue or anything behind. It just sort of is magical
it's
in
pretty.
Its presence. So that brings us to Latari.
I'm gonna cast Inflict Wounds again at a third level.
Okay.
Was it 20?
Oh, that hits.
Okay.
So 5d10.
What's your 5d10? So that's 5. Nope, you gotta roll.
Somebody get her another d5 for Christ's sake.
That'll be fine. See, that to roll really poorly.
29.
Alright, what does it look like?
Yes! Okay. Sorry.
Is that her first kill?
No. Just with inflict wounds, it's my first one with that.
Alright, so describe what that inflict wounds looks like.
I want to spit at his face. Okay. And it just kind of starts like melting away from his bones.
Okay. So you spit towards him, and then you reach out with your hand in the area where the spit was and put your hand on it. And then all the spit around your hand starts to melt away his
like
body. And
he's
just
lost
sort of
dark style, right?
Just, and the entire time he's just screaming.
Remind me not to mess with Latari.
And then you pull it away, and then you still have blood residue. And
I just kind of like,
you know,
wipe it on myself.
On your,
like,
on your hand. So yeah, so that dragon fang is dead. Means, but now,
you spit
as we go to... still, I'll keep this order here for you guys. You are at the top of the steps, coming down the steps with the red drake in tow, who, roll animal handling.
It's gonna buck you off.
Pretty good. It's a 19.
19. So, you get enough that you calm him down enough that you can get him down the steps if you want to bring him downstairs. He's not going to react poorly to you.
Okay.
Is he listening to him?
Aren't there leash laws in this
town? Is he riding him?
No, sort of just walking next to him.
Like riding him. Him. Riding him.
It's his chocobo.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah, I'm taking him down the steps.
So, take him down the steps there. Get to the bottom. You see the dead dragon fang between in front of the three of them. You see most of his skin melted off his face.
She did it.
What the hell's going on down here?
What's going on up there?
Oh, well, you know.
I just kind of wipe my mouth.
Are we still in turn here?
No, you guys, you're just done talking. Or
I'm gonna run over to Zakara. I'm like, oh my god, are you all right?
No.
And as soon as I say, "Are you all right?", this power comes through me, and I cast Cure Wounds on her by total accident, not knowing. I don't know why, but it just happens. Yeah. So Cure Wounds at the first level.
Something weird's going on.
Good.
I'm so scared.
1d8.
Is it were that was the only person that they had to kill?
Yeah.
All right, so they're out.
Yeah, theoretically, because after this gets done, because I'm waiting for that. You know, if this gets done, then we'll go. Damn.
Great.
Heal 5 points.
Cheeseburgers.
Just yelling, cheeseburgers. Continental breakfast.
fuck was that?
I have no idea. You healed me a little bit.
I'm a god.
Oh, here we go. That's depressing.
Ted, are you all right?
Yeah, everything's okay down here. How are you?
We're good. We've had
a weapons malfunction.
Okay.
You closed your eyes.
Do you want to bring the prisoners back up?
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, gather each other. So it'll take a turn to get everyone upstairs.
Can I, like, heal myself? Or do I have to wait for my next turn?
It is your turn.
Oh, it is my turn.
Technically.
We're out of turn, I think, right?
Yeah. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, so you can, yeah, you can heal because it would be action movement, so. Go ahead and do that.
Did you see
that? Meanwhile, we cut back inside the room.
We did.
And,
cut back to me being an idiot.
Tiresias is still up on the bookcase.
Trying to blend in.
But Ricky has turned around and come in with the Drake. And what do you do?
What's that?
That was my coin.
He hasn't seen me yet, right?
No, he's not. He's just heard you, so he's walking in your general direction, but has not seen you yet.
I'm going to... How far away is Walt from where I am?
Walt's about 40 feet from you, and Ricky's about 70.
All right, well, I guess I'll just use my... I'll try to stealthily go, because that's going to work. 30 feet towards Walt.
Okay.
Do I have to roll stealth?
You have to roll stealth, but it's at disadvantage because you're moving.
Fuck. And I'm not near them, right?
No. Nope, so no plus 10.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It would only. The only reason to roll that would be if you rolled a 1, because your original was a 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as you jump down, you hit the ground and you sort of stammer a little bit, and then you bang into the the stone floor, and it makes an echoing sound, and he goes, "Oh, there you are. Get him." Roll initiative.
Okay.
What's going on up there?
I'm going to yell really as loud as I possibly can. Cheeseburger!
And we're like, why is he yelling? He's so
like
dumb.
A Midwestern accent?
Oh, what the hell is going on up there?
No, that's a Maine accent.
Oh, no, that's...
18.
18?
Well, you know, you got the fighting going on right. In yeah, the cheeseburgers.
Now so, you sound like you're from Minnesota a little bit.
Yeah.
Ricky.
Northwestern.
We'll just move you guys, because you're going to roll again when you get in the room.
Oh, Craig, get off.
Stage 5 clean.
So Ricky rolled a 22.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What did you roll?
I rolled an 18.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. A natural 18 I rolled. What the hell is his initiative modifier?
You're going to have to be quicker than that.
He is.
Like he's a dragon
steamer. Yeah.
It's true.
So off the top rope, eh?
So Ricky goes first.
I don't remember what his special move was.
He didn't really have one.
No. Did he have like a super kick?
Dragon Sleeper.
Maybe, yeah. You would know.
Dragon Sleeper, Dragon Suplex.
Dragon Steamer. Mm-hmm.
So he will use his movement.
I'm now 100 feet away from him.
Yes.
So I should be safe for a turn.
We have to make it up the stairs.
You're
too.
Barely safe for a turn.
Barely.
Because he
I'm sure he has some.
He sprints and moves 70 feet towards you. He pulls out from his pocket a dart and tosses the dart in your direction.
It's just like a regular dart, like
a, like a playing dart.
Yeah, like a playing dart. So it'll be fun.
I'm sure it's not poisonous or anything.
So natural 16. That's 27 to hit.
Oh God!
It's a long dart.
Yeah, it
hits. By dart, I meant spear.
I can't get over this. I look forward to the book says Naked Heat on it. Whenever I look that way,
you ever
I just
watched
see...
the show?
That's a show? I didn't know that.
Castle. The TV show Castle with Nathan Fillion.
So that's 7 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
Sponsored. Sponsored by Nation Fillion.
Sponsored by Nathan Fillion. So that brings us to Tiresias.
All right. So is it an action to talk to Walt?
Oh, you get a free action to talk.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to go up. To the bookcase. Would it be a bonus action to do a strength check to try to break the
chains?
No,
that'd be an action.
I'm going to say to Walt, can you fight? Can you fight?
And he just yells back, get me out of these chains. I'll see what I can do.
And I'm going to try to break the chains.
Alright, so roll stealth.
Stealth?
Shooting. No, strength.
Okay.
I thought I said strength. I'm sorry if I said stealth.
Never 18.
Yeah, so you get there and you notice they're normal iron chains. You're able to snap the chains as you go up to try to get everything fully off him. You notice the manacle parts around his wrist have a magical glow to them, but you were able to snap the chain part so he has free movement of his hands.
Good.
But he still...
Now he's got bracelets.
He has bracelets on now.
He has those Livestrong bands on? Those.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll see what I can do.
Hang on, let me see if I have
it at the wrist.
And then he
things.
Just runs away.
Hold on. I need to see what bonus actions I have. I'm going to cast Shield of Faith as a bonus action.
I thought my battery died.
Which is... It's a plus two to everybody's AC.
Hey, I'm a 38.
That's round.
Just one.
Hanging on the thread here.
60 feet. And no one's within 60
feet. No, just Walt.
Okay.
So,
is it Walt or Walt?
Walt.
Okay.
Walt?
With a Z at the
end. As in Kristoff.
Like the dance.
I like the dance. Already. Yes, like the dance.
The Waltz. Aww.
Can he be Kristoff Waltz?
Kristoff.
So that brings us to the guard Drake. He goes his full 30 feet. Even with a little bit of a head start, he's still 20 feet behind Ricky here.
Good.
He's a fat one.
So he just stares at you and starts growling. Like, sort of not growl, sort of like there's smoke coming out of his mouth.
Can you growl for us?
No, because that's not what I meant in my head. Oh, sort of okay. Like the intimidate, like the smoke like he does every so often. You know, sort of.
I sound like a horse.
So, you guys have now reached the door.
Oh, good. It's about fucking time.
So, roll initiative.
I'm still downstairs.
All of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you guys got to get back in initiative.
Oh, shit.
Should I roll too? I'm still downstairs, though.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
Make it easier for me.
Natural 20, so 18.
I've got a 10.
So 16, so, actually, right? Because it's.
Yeah, so let's do the normal thing. 20 to 25. 15 to 20.
16.
Okay, 10 to 15.
10. They rolled
an 11.
Of course they did.
9. 9.
6. 69.
Nice. Oh,
69. Nice. I thought I left enough room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Sorry. So that with them done, that brings us to Latari. You can go. Your first one. You're about. So we'll set up the map here.
Yeah, I was about to say who am I closest to. So
I'm just gonna. Where did I put? So. Ricky is like right here. I mean, he's right about here. Let me grab a second. Ricky's there. His guard Drake.
Hey, you want to figure out where I am in there?
You.
Oh my god, the guard Drake looks freaking weird.
Well, it's
I don't have a dragon.
It's creepy.
So you're here, which puts. There, and then you guys are back here, sort of. So place yourself. So we'll go. Let's do. We'll just do straight line, and then you guys can decide when you come in.
Okay.
Each square is how much again?
Five.
Five. Okay.
Yeah. And then these are together. These squares. So you know. Sort of ignore the. Mm-hmm. The split in the paper.
Sure.
I can't now.
All right, I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt at a second level on Ricky.
Okay.
Seventeen
just hits.
Thank God that spell really works.
Okay. Hold on one second.
And we get advantage on
Five
it now, right?
D6.
Next attack gets advantage.
Oh! Sorry.
Sorry, you only have 37 D6s over there.
Good luck.
We're all counting on you.
19.
Oh, instruments.
19.
I have to stack them all up again in the exact order I had them.
So, as he's facing, looking at Tiresias,
didn't she have advantage? Isn't she technically...
No, if it hits, everyone else gets advantage.
I understand that, but isn't she flanking him?
No, not flanking. That's only for melee.
Okay.
Within 5 feet. Okay. So, yeah. Nice try. I see you guys working there.
looking out
there
for
may
everybody.
Be, I was thinking there might be an advantage thing, but the core rules is he already knows he's in combat, so it's not a surprise round.
I gotta try go for whatever I can.
So he's looking at Tiresias, and then all of a sudden he just feels like something just drill him right in the back, and he sort of goes like this, and then that's at the first moment you look up and notice that your friends are all in there. Back of the room by the door.
Oh, good. Thanks for showing up.
just out of game, roll perception. For Tyrese, yes.
12.
You're not really sure with your math, but it seems like they may be one short back there. But you're not 100% sure.
Okay.
That brings us to... do you want to do anything else? Movement?
Hold on one
if you
second. Don't need to get closer, don't get any closer.
Come a little bit closer. Give me one sec.
Something, Sasha?
I'm gonna stay where I am.
Alright, pizza tacos. You're up.
Are they within 60 feet now? Is it Matt?
No, it's when you cast it.
It's only when I cast it.
I'm not even on that map. Sorry.
That's why he's one short.
No, he was taking a leak. All
right. Sorry, guys. I took a leak.
Okay.
So I'm going to move 20 feet forward with my Drake.
You guys move separately.
Oh. I thought I had him by the leash.
It's a long leash.
If you want to pull him with the leash, you have to roll animal handling.
Okay, then never mind. I'm gonna talk to him. I've named him because I rolled a 19 animal handling. Yeah. His name is now Farfred Cougar. Farfred Cougar. Zitzen!
If I was you, I would never do this.
And then so that's like my bonus action, right?
I'm so happy.
You get free action to say.
Free action. Does he do anything?
No, he just sort of looks
at me. He doesn't listen to Zitzen. And then I notch a bow and arrow, and I aim at Tiresias, and I purposefully miss.
Okay.
I shoot towards the ceiling.
Okay, the way to handle
this. What the fuck was that?
Roll disadvantage.
Okay.
You just stressed. You're in distress.
Oh, much better.
So that's roll to hit. Is that what?
Yeah.
Roll to hit.
He's hard to hit, trust me.
23, yeah, I would hope it's hard to hit.
It's a 9.
9, cool. Okay. So, Pizza Tacos, you see him go forward, and you see him first, the rest of you, see him sort of where he's supposed to be, and then he turns his arrow and shoots it. But it goes over the head of Tiresias.
Can I just bonus action or special action? Governor, are you okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. And he just turns around and he's like, oh, good. Take care of the ones behind me.
Roger that.
So that brings us to Zakara.
So I'm going to cast... Does Pizza Tacos have the Drake under control?
You don't know.
Okay. I'm going to cast Dominate Beast on that drake. He has to make a one that Pete's Tacos had. He has to make a wisdom 15 save.
Okay.
Or be charmed with a telepathic link to me.
What was the roll again?
15. Wisdom.
The wisdom. Yeah. And that is 6. So yes, he is under your control.
Yes.
For how long?
Forever.
It says concentration up to 1 minute. Okay. So I guess if I get hit or...
Then you have to roll concentration.
Okay.
So that's your action.
So
that's 10
he
rounds, right?
Takes only the actions I choose,
yes.
Doesn't do anything that I don't allow it to do.
If you guys go 10 rounds, I will.
And he could take simple commands. Okay.
Okay.
So, and now I'm going to use a bonus action and heal myself again.
Okay, go ahead. So you notice as Zakara turns around to. The drake starts petting it.
We need a baby.
And starts whispering into its ear. And then you see her turn around and then just heal herself. You're unsure exactly what occurred there.
I just wink at a... Oh, Craig's not even there. Never mind, I don't wink at anybody.
Yeah. So that brings us to that guard drake. So what do you want him to do?
Oh. I'm going to tell him... Attack, and I'm going to point at the governor. I'm going to tell him to attack the governor. The governor.
What their speed is.
What do you name it?
I don't know yet. We haven't had it.
Farfrey Cougar 2.
It's going to be 1.0.
Right, that's 6, right? 1, 2. Trying to get the quickest route there.
Yeah. So he's going to end up one short next to... You can attack the other drake if you want.
Yeah, sure, he's there. Why not?
Alright, so he turns around and he whips him with his tail when he gets there. That is...
Smack the ass.
11, that's 16 to hit, so that hits. Let's
see. Can I shout something? Can I shout, Farfetch'd Kuga Plots!
Is that what you're looking up?
German dog training.
I was like, what is he looking at?
It's very... He wants to be as
He wants. He's committed.
Accurate. The first attack is
accurate as possible here.
Cuts.
It's 6 points of damage.
What is that attack?
Stop.
Stop.
Oh.
Or down.
Because he's trying to still be
incognito.
Is there like how?
Second attack. He goes and bites the other one.
Even though they're not dogs, they're dragons.
Yeah. That is 11, so that misses. So he misses as the other one sort of steps out of the way after getting hit with the tail. All right, so that brings us to Ricky. Noticing that the two drakes behind him are fighting, is just going to, in his case, ignore that and go towards what he was originally heading towards. He can easily get there. To Tiresias. He looks at Tiresias and he goes, "Who do you work for?"
That's what he does for his action?
Jesus.
Oh, this is free action.
Oh. I was like, wow.
And you don't need to answer.
Who does number 2 work for?
Jesus.
I'm not answering.
Yeah.
Bite your lip and give it hell.
You tell that. He's a turd who's boss.
It's like, all right, I'll make you talk. And he puts out his hands, and all of a sudden, you see these dragon claws come out at the back of his hand, and he takes a swing at you.
Great.
For his first attack, he's
Wolverine, apparently.
So that's 20, 9, natural 9.
Oh, God, 11. I said 29.
I thought he said 29 too.
Nope, that misses. And so he comes back again and goes with the other hand.
I don't think Ricky the Dragon Dragon Steamboat had.
That's good.
I don't think
that's 21. Yeah,
so that misses.
But Ricky Dragon Steamboat didn't have.
Ricky's a
shit ass
governor.
No, he didn't.
Okay, just found a double check.
Doesn't need to be 100% of that simile.
I go for realism. Yeah.
So why does the Batman have a bat head and a man body?
What's our buddy doing?
It's creepy. Yeah.
Who's our buddy?
for that. The, like,
so he would be at the end of this round.
What's his name?
Waltz.
Waltz.
That's a cuter, but...
Oh, mine's named Wesley.
Huh?
Wait, is that your cat's name?
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Is that for...
I can't steal that name.
The movie? Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Is that for Princess Bride?
What is that?
No, it's for... There's a book that about...
So that's for the next round. Just ignore that for now.
Nonfiction book called Wesley the Owl.
So that brings us to you,
Wesley looks like an owl.
Gotcha. What was that?
That brings us to you.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to attack him with the Mace of Disruption. Is a 13. Does that miss 13?
13 misses, yes.
And a 17.
Yeah, that just hits.
Excuse me. That is 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage? So you crack him with the mace, but he just sort of just takes it on the shoulder. There, no effect.
Great.
Really? So that brings us to Oak Creek. You're still downstairs.
I'm still downstairs, and I'm trying to hype myself up. You're the shit. You can do this. Come on, man. Let's fucking go. And I take a couple steps up the stairs. And I just freeze. And that's it. That's my move.
It's your turn?
Yep.
Great.
So the
fucking great.
Wow.
Guard Drake here turns around and attacks the other one.
Oh, good. That's great. Yeah. Let him do that.
This is just
let him do that thing.
Good, great.
They can knock each other out. That's fine.
Hits?
No.
Like you need another dragon.
Mm-hmm. I'm having withdrawal. The coping mechanism.
And it's a natural 20.
Love it.
And there's 13 points.
Vasha Kula.
So it's 19 points total.
That's such an underrated part of that movie.
Oh, that movie. That movie's fantastic.
All right, so that brings us to Latari.
Alrighty.
You have the two drakes fighting in the center of the room. And you have Ricky up trying to take care of Tiresias.
Trying. Mark's got something up his sleeve, I'm sure. Can't wait. Can't wait for a name with a 30 attack.
With normal people having a plus 11 to hit.
I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt at a first level on the bad Drake that is not charmed by Sakara.
Wait.
Drake?
Don't we all get advantage on Ricky?
Oh, yes, we do.
We do.
We get. I should have had advantage on Ricky.
Cause you hit him with Guiding Bolt.
Right, roll it again.
Oh, I did before. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Right.
Well,
sorry.
Then just cancel out whatever damage I did.
It was 9.
Reroll it. So, 1. Good.
No. Just you'll get 1 per hit. So
yeah.
I'm gonna have you. So.
So the 9 counts? Is that what you're saying? What?
No. I'm giving you 1 extra dice for each attack to roll them again.
Why don't we just do it all over? All right, whatever. Well, then it doesn't matter because the second one.
Because you could crit. Is why I'm having you roll again.
I didn't. It's 19 though, for Christ's sake.
It's close. All right, so it stays. Now you know for next time.
That's horseshit.
I'm not going to let you retrack an entire attack, especially when it's been
Tom special.
Anyway,
just because he doesn't want me to fucking end it early.
Alright, I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt on the Drake that is not charmed by Zakara.
Yeah, I should mark that.
At level 1. He's the cuter one. That matters.
It, obviously.
That's the one that's charmed.
13?
Just misses. So you see the Guiding Bolt sort of go right over top.
I've never seen something with a plus 7 miss so many.
Of the Drake sort of flaps the wings to turn around. And the bolt just goes right by. But he's still just locked in combat with who we thought was his friend.
He's like, fuck that.
The other Trake.
He feels friend. So betrayed.
Yeah. Friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that brings us to Pizza Tacos.
Okay, so he told me to go attack the other ones, so yeah, I turn around towards them. And I stick out my hand. And I cast Prestidigitation on them and create an explosion.
Okay.
But it's all visual.
Okay.
Yes. That's really helping us out.
Yeah. Take that, right. Winches!
Yeah, so the only thing to do, roll Deception.
Okay. So when's he figure out that he normally can't use magic?
Oh, God. Such a liar today.
He turns around, he's like, good job!
Bonus action.
Yeah.
Can I take 10 copper pieces out of my satchel and throw it towards them?
Sure.
Okay.
I just want to see where this goes.
Okay.
So, sure.
All right. So do I have to
want to see where this goes, too.
Okay. So let's say I threw it technically.
It may end the fight early. It may completely...
Do I have to roll to see how far they went?
Yeah, sure. Roll strength.
Okay.
Two.
It's a 15. That's a 13.
Okay. So they were probably somewhere. Where was it? 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 30, 40, 50. You probably throw them your normal.
Okay.
So you're probably about 30. So cool. You're probably right here at the cut line.
All right. Excellent.
Okay.
Very confused.
I don't know what he's doing with it, but I'm excited to see what he's doing with it. So that brings us to Zakara.
Zakara's going to clap with it. Cast Blight at a 5th level on Ricky.
She's going to clap.
That's what I thought. I'm going to clap back at her.
So how many feet is that again?
That's true. It's 30. Hold on.
I think he's over 100 feet almost. Like you.
I'm going to take a risk and go stand by my babe. Okay.
Well, I mean, you are controlling him at the moment.
Oh, fuck.
How far did you just go? You didn't go 30 feet, did you?
I did. Didn't I?
It's six
here.
Spaces.
30.
Yeah, and then it would be whatever from there.
Oh, I just am
Which
short.
One's Ricky?
Ricky?
The one behind Tiresias.
One.
Behind me?
Yeah.
Okay, new plan.
So glad I set that dude free. He's doing a whole fucking lot right now.
All
right,
so instead of that, she's going to cast Moonbeam on Ricky, which is significantly less powerful, at a 2nd level. He has to make a con 15 save.
I think he did save, but let me check.
No,
yeah, so that's a 21.
So he just takes half damage then.
You're kind of stuck.
Yeah. 11 halved.
Okay, so that would be for you guys, be 6.
And I'm going to heal myself again as a bonus action.
So, 6 points of damage. You see the giant moonbeam come in the center of the room and just sort of goes, ah! And he looks over and goes, Bill! Try, take care of them!
I'm trying, sir! There's too many of them!
So that brings us to Walt. And he will move around here. And,
our solid wall is coming down.
So on for us. His action,
which is gone.
Ta-da!
Movie magic.
And for his action, he reaches down to his side, and then pulls up a small thing that looks has a. Iron tubing in here with a little wooden handle.
It's a gun.
And points it at it.
They didn't frisk him? Hold on a second.
Why would they? They don't know what guns are.
I just do it.
Yep. So, and you see as he points to it, the gun has a little a shimmer to it.
It's a magic
his
gun.
His flag says bang.
Yeah.
Vicious mockery.
Just to clarify before we get any rules things, working this the same way forged sword where it just appears.
Oh,
you know,
gotcha.
Sort of thing.
Okay.
So, because...
Gotcha, that makes more sense.
Out and points it towards him, and takes the first shot here.
Just shoots, it's like a water gun.
That would make more sense.
It's a Nerf gun.
Yeah, right. And he gets a little soggy.
First shot is...
I think he'll be cold later,
that
though.
That hits 23 to hit.
Super soaker.
So first shot off, and he cuts it back again, takes second shot. That's 20 that hits. And 17 just hit, so all three goes bang, bang, bang.
Nice.
And it's a sound none of you have ever heard before in this room. You have no idea what is going on here. The only similar sound that you have heard is the, it reminds you all of the sound you heard when you first got here, which you guys wouldn't have remembered because it was the last session, when that earness got taken out when you first got the town. So that damage is...
It's like a horror movie. A hand just comes around them.
They're coming for...
That is 19 points of damage.
Nice.
Where is he on the...
So your genasi friend has a gun.
He's
on the... He's dead.
Gun?
On the,
what, you missed?
You
a gun?
That.
On the thing.
Oh, on the thing. He's after Zakara?
Is he after Zakara or before me?
He's after Zakara.
We'll just let him go because that was pretty cool. I think he's up here. But we'll just skip him when he gets up there again. That's my mistake. I already went through, but I'm not going to backtrack now.
Nope.
I don't think you guys mind if I kill my own characters?
Nope.
No. As long as I get to kill them, too.
So he takes a shot, and he sort of... hits him in the shoulders and turns around, and Ricky is completely confused by what has just hit him, and as he sees it disappear. And since you weren't here, you do know about the guns. Because, you know, Plake and Waltz both have guns. So he puts, it magically goes again, and he sort of doesn't need to, but he does sort of like a holster thing to put it away. And it sort of dissipates, and that'll bring us to your guard, Drake. So what do you want to do?
What's their movement? Just so I know.
A 30.
30.
Of course. So not getting
literally. Any. All right, it's going to still attack the other Drake then.
So we'll do his two attacks. That hits. It's a 16. The second one hits. It's 23. Let's see if we... Five. Four. So that's 9 points of damage to him. All right. That brings us to Ricky. Seeing that he's had a little trouble hitting the Dragonborn, he will turn around and head towards... his newly freed prisoner that has now hit him with some kind of newfangled magical weapon. And he will... And he will take his fist and just punch him right in the face.
Oh, yeah, he has Moonbeam on him.
Yeah,
sorry.
So what's
he
that?
Moved out of the Moonbeam now, though.
So that needs to roll con, right?
Yeah. 15.
Natural 15. So that...
22.
So he punches him first strike, and that is it's 26 that hits. He hits him again. It's 27 that hits. And so he goes boom, boom, and sort of just clocks him right in the face there. First punch is 12. Second punch is 8 points. So 8 points of damage. And then he will spend the key point to do flurry of blows.
That was a monk.
And
of course.
Well, that means he's very powerful.
He's wearing
powerful.
D, right?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
He's Dragonborn and a monk.
Yeah. He takes two more. That misses. That one hits. And that is 10 more points of damage. All right. That brings us to Tiresias. Since I
now I should have advantage.
Yep, you can turn around and have advantage.
And
take advantage on.
I should have advantage. Can you get advantage twice?
No, no. You can't.
Okay.
So you move down here and roll with advantage.
So first one is 21 to hit.
Okay, that hits.
I really rolled a fucking 4 twice.
You did.
So that's 13.
Misses. So first attack.
That is 13 points of damage.
Okay, so you come down with your first string and you just clock them right between the shoulder blades. And then as you go to try to sort of hit him at the knees, take him down, you miss and sort of scrape his armor down there. That brings us to Craig.
All right. So I'm still on the step. I am pretty much paralyzed with fear right now. I turn around. I walk back to the jail cells. How far away am I?
You'll make it to the bottom of the stairs to the jail cells.
Okay.
Where you are. So one more turn to get to the actual cells.
Okay. So I'm walking
towards
back.
The cells.
Yes.
Got it. All right. So that brings us to his guard, Drake. He'll attack the other one. That's a natural one. That misses. Yep, both miss. So quick and easy for that turn. Sort of whips the tail. The other one jumps sort of out of the way. And when he goes to bite, just scrapes off the scales. And that brings us to Latari.
I'm going to move 25 feet up right behind Zakara's charmed Drake.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Sacred Flame at Ricky.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a long distance spell, right?
Yeah.
Sacred Flame.
Oh,
that was almost really bad.
Yes, it was.
Well, Sacred Flame, I just rolled. To save.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, that's good. God. Okay, yeah.
So, what's the
15 dex.
Dex.
Thank you. I didn't even look at that.
Nope. Jesus. And of course, the third one's the worst one. That's 12.
Okay.
So that hits. So, go ahead and roll.
10.
10? 10 points of damage.
Jesus Christ.
Butterfingers over here.
Seriously.
You, Tiresias, noticed that he is starting to get really bloodied.
Good.
Just looks really bad. This is the first time you noticed any...
anything doing damage?
To him. All right. So that brings us to, let's
me.
See. Pete's Tacos.
Can I cast, Prestidigitation is a cantrip. Can I cast it as a bonus action?
Yeah, you can do that.
So I try and do what I did it last time. Stop hurting the governor! And I go like this, and it just, like fireworks, basically.
Right. Yeah. Every time you do it, it's going to be a deception.
Okay.
Do it.
Natural 19.
So, yeah. Oh my god.
Imagine if you were doing damage 27. With this.
Pete DeTacos is the best fucking liar.
He's completely believing you.
I mean,
and keep it up.
He's literally going to die in like 5 turns if you would just hit him.
And then, as my action, at 5th level, well, it's the only level, I cast Animate Objects on the 10 pieces of copper I threw.
Alright, go ahead.
Oh shit. Little ninja stars.
So and so objects come to life in your command. Choose up to 10 non-magical items within range that are not being worn or carried. It's 120 feet, so it's fine. I can mentally command any creatures you made with a spell within 500 feet of you to do whatever. So I command all of them to attack Ricky.
Okay, so what...
All of the coins.
All of the coins. There are 10 coins.
He's going to have some PTSD.
So do I roll... Do you want me to roll to hit?
Yeah.
So they all attack. They are tiny objects, so it's a +8 to hit. So we have to roll all 10?
Just roll once.
Okay.
And then I'll all do the same.
It's a 12. That is a 20 to hit.
They hit.
So they one all damage. Take 1d4 plus 4 damage.
So I'll just times that by 10.
It's 5.
Alright, so 50 points.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Oh my god!
I guess
he's on death's door right now. He looks really,
Somebody got him and he'll fall over.
I like that.
That was so
that
good.
That is really good. Yeah, and you took him down that. Really bad. Demon coins. So that brings us to...
That was minimum damage, too.
How am I going to follow that?
I rolled a 1.
So that brings us to Zahara.
Well, my moonbeam's still up, so I'm just going to move my moonbeam on top of Ricky.
Okay. What's half of your minimum?
It would be... Hold on. I don't know what it is if I move it. Let me just double check. It would be 20. So 10 would be half of my minimum.
Minimum? Alright, so what does it look like when someone dies in Moonbeam?
Once again, it's really pretty. But as the sparkles and glitter kind of falls from the light, it's just another melting thing. It just starts like eating away at his face.
Melting.
And he's just melting, but looks really pretty, like anime style.
Yeah, so again, for the second straight death in this session,
yes.
You just see sparkles and this
sounds
like
a twilight.
It's come down, and as it comes down, it sort of does that one thing when you put your hand and you go like this and it's completely different.
Right.
Sort of just changes as the sparkles go away and he's just
he's
a
dead.
Skeletal dragon figure and Ricky is dead. You still have two drakes because you're going to have to figure out what to do with the other one in 40 seconds.
Shit.
That brings us to your guard, Drake.
He's gonna keep attacking the one next to him. Yay.
That hits. That hits as well.
See how much cooler I am with a dragon, guys? Baby. The baby drag. Astroth's gonna be so jealous.
14 points. And
not when he's
you're
dead.
Starting to see some blood and just scales falling off of him. He's looking really rough right now. So that brings us to Ricky's dead.
By the way, all
that brings us to Walt's here. He's gonna look at you and go towards Zakara and so the hell was that? Shakes his head and he's going to then look over at the guard drake here and he's going to put his hand on his back and then magically appear is a longer gun.
A rifle?
And you guys don't know what that is. So a longer version of the last thing that he just fired. And he's going to point it towards the drake. Take one shot there and that hits. Nope, still gotta roll. Our mighty
12s.
There we go.
By the way, since you said chocobo, all I've been thinking about is the freaking chocobo.
That is.
I don't know what that is.
14 points of damage.
I can't get that out of my head.
Oh, is that
it's
the
like a bird thing that you ride. Yellow bird.
And
it's not
when
little.
When
he
pulls out the rifle and takes a shot, the sound it makes is the loudest sound you have ever heard. It's louder than shatter. Being in this enclosed room, it's just a gigantic blast. And then he, as it happens, you see him go back, take the gun, reload, back up, aim again, shoot. One more time. And at 17 hits, and he shoots and blows the head off of the drake.
Oh.
The drake is now dead.
There's still so one more.
He's my friend still, though.
Yeah, so that brings us to Tiresias. You have now seen this guy magically appear two weapons you have never seen before that make a loud noise right in front of you. You're kind of roll constitution.
Kill him.
No, what? You're not even here.
It's true, I'm not.
You're literally in the stairwell still.
So that's a 23.
Yeah, so you're fine. Little ringing. You don't go death for a round. being so close to that blast without knowing what it is. But you do have a little ringing from being...
Can I use a bonus action to say something to him?
Yeah, it was a free action to talk.
Can you explain what the hell that was? Why it was so freaking loud?
I will in 1 second. Let's take care of that final drake there.
Sounds like a duke.
Pilgrim?
A minute, partner.
How far away am I?
From the drake?
Yeah.
I don't know.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So that would be...
Too far?
35 feet.
Are you guys really upset if I kill this thing?
I mean, if you can kill it, if you hit it and it breaks out, it's going to attack one of us. I would assume.
I'm going to hold my action.
Okay. All right, that brings us to O'Craig.
I'm going to move closer.
O'Craig, you have now arrived at the jail cells.
Can I move closer and then hold my action?
Yeah, yeah, you can move your feet.
Move like... Don't, yeah, that's fine.
That's your 30.
Yeah, I can also probably just tell it to stay.
So I'm in the jail cell now.
Yep, you've made it to the cells.
I have no idea what's going on.
You have
upstairs,
no idea what's going on up there.
All right. I'm going to walk up to the cell with the turtle.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell him.
Off map.
My friends need help. I can't do it. And I'm just going to blow off the lock.
With what?
Scorching Ray.
Okay.
Scorching Ray.
Duh. Yeah, I'm just going
to. Trying to think. Scorching Ray, if that's like a explosion type. And what does it say?
It says you create 3 rays of fire, then hurl them at a target. You can hurl them at one target or several. It's a ranged spell attack. So I can aim it at whatever I want. It's not, it doesn't say.
Okay, just roll the hit. I'll just see if you hit it. You would have to do this anyway.
Right. It's a 16 minus 2 plus 6.
So okay, 18. So whatever you would have chosen that would have exploded that or even used your weapon,
no.
It would have broken the lock.
Yeah,
so
20.
It doesn't matter. So
Yeah,
so the lock is broken. And what does Bort do?
I ask, could you go help? And he nods and heads.
And waddles away.
Yeah. Wouldn't he be like,
doesn't
fuck
he
those
go
guys?
They didn't even help me. He has little finger guns.
Well, no,
do you remember by any chance Bort's speed?
He's the fastest turtle ever.
I do now. Hold on.
I hope you're ready.
He moves 40 feet.
Okay, so he can move 80 feet.
Yeah. He's faster than all of us?
As a barbarian, yeah.
He's a barbarian.
Yeah, so,
so
I think he can
top
sprint,
steps.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So
he will use his action.
It's kind of cool,
he's basically
actually
at the bottom of the steps looking to go up.
Yeah, so.
Right now. So that brings us to Drake that's dead. So, Latari.
I'm going to cast Animal Friendship on the drake at a first level.
Okay.
Needs to have a wisdom saving throw of 15.
He rolled a natural 15. So he's.
So it didn't work.
Wisdom 0, so 15 does make
it.
No,
that's bad.
No, it didn't
yeah,
work.
Bad.
Yeah, it
it's
didn't
bad.
Work.
Yeah.
All
right. I was just making sure he didn't have a minus. Because they are drakes.
We also. That doesn't have any damage, really, right?
I think he got hit once by the other drake.
Yes, it's fully.
Doesn't mean he can't do it again.
Tried.
Yeah, so this is probably like round 4. So it's been 24 seconds.
Okay, I can just tell it to stay. Yeah, all of this happened
so,
in 20 seconds. So my action's pretty much over.
Yeah, so Pizzaticos.
Your turn. Pizzaticos.
I wish I could just send that something through another dimension, but I do not. I'm just gonna sit this one out. Sit down.
Just sit down.
Is there a chair
sit
somewhere?
In your spot.
I break concentration, by the way. All my coins, they stop. Yeah.
Okay, so just roll perception to see if you can find. No, roll investigation to see if you can find the
22.
Okay, so you see back where Ricky was, there's this giant high back, like, royal-esque chair that you can go sit in.
And if I have a cigarette, I'd light up.
Yep, yep. I'm just going back there and relaxing. Yep. All right, so that brings us to Zakara.
I'm going to command the drake to... Did I notice before if there's another room
in where we are? No, this is just one room.
It's just one big room?
Yeah, this is sort of like the command war room sort of area that he's repurposed.
So I'm just going to command him to go far away from everyone and just lay down in the corner and stay.
Okay, so he goes as far as he can, which is 3, 4, 5, 6. So he goes here, and are you telling him to go to the furthest? Because then
yeah, just go lay
okay,
down.
Okay, so he's got one.
We all run out and lock a door.
Yeah. Okay, so that's as far as he can go in this turn. He will still do your command until you tell him to do something else, least for the next 5 rounds.
Let's try to be out of here before then.
So that brings us to Walt. And he's looking around at all of you not attacking this drake. And he makes eye contact with you because he knows Plake, who is also a druid, looks at you and goes, do you have that one?
Yep, he's good.
Okay. All right, so I guess we should
get the fuck out of here.
Get out before the other Dragon Fang comes back that you guys somehow got out of this room. I didn't see how you did that. But, yeah, let's go. So he...
Shouldn't we search Ricky's body really quick?
Walt is just getting the fuck out of there.
Oh, okay. Walt's not getting the shit.
I'm going to investigate Ricky's body.
Well, you're the closest.
Yes, your right here, so you go back. Roll investigation.
20. Okay. Not a natural 20, just a 20.
Okay. All right. So first thing you notice, and that's a really good roll. So first thing you notice is that he has a money pouch on him.
Okay.
Didn't have time to count the money yet. But okay. You can take his money, his pouch off.
All the monies.
You, in your padding, you feel something like really hard, like right inside the key area.
Person's gonna go there.
Like the, I kind of did it on purpose, but. and then you know, open to one part of key and you reach in, you pull out, and it's a giant red dragon mask.
Ooh, cool! I like it.
You don't know what it does.
Okay.
But he had a giant red dragon mask on him.
I'm gonna
inside.
Throw that on my back.
Yeah. And then you also see the quarter staff that he had strapped to his back that he didn't get a chance to take off. Yep.
Can I take his claws?
And his claws are built in, too, so you can take his hand and try and figure out how they work, but they are dragon claws that are built into his hand.
Okay. Yeah. Is the quarter staff anything special?
No, just quarter staff. He's a monk, so it's just that's his melee weapon when he can't use his fist. And since he is a monk, he has no other real armor or anything like that. You can take his headband if you want. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on.
Okay, so Curtis just takes headband. He now has a red headband on his head. There. All right, so is everybody, are we leaving? Anybody else want to look around the room?
I'll take a look around the room. Yep. Is there anything like... furniture that we can investigate.
This is the last chance for anyone, because if you do something after this...
That is a 25.
25? Alright, so you're looking around the room, you see... First thing you notice is this room was definitely the old war room for Stilben, so you see a bunch of old, like, catalog battles and, you know, histories of the area. Boring stuff to you. The one thing you do notice on his desk is just essentially real quick and short letter from Annie that said, no reason really to print out hands because all it really says is, you know, this area of Stilben belongs to you, my friend, and name it what you will. And then he writes in the blank space, he calls it the Dojo of the Jorgen. Okay. So roll history. Jerkson.
Jerkin?
17.
Jerkson.
What the hell?
Jerkson. How was that?
17.
17? In your vague knowledge of, you know, talking to different races and people through the years, you come to finally realize by reading this that the word Jerkson means dragon. So Dojo of the Dragon is okay. What he called this section of town.
Can I cross it out and then just rewrite Jerk Store?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Jerk Store.
Just go ahead and do that. That is your bonus action for that. So.
And then I vamanos, and then we close the door.
Okay, so you close the door, lock it behind you, and
he can eat Ricky.
Yeah, so that's where for now. That's where we'll call it an episode.
Yay. Yay.